when God starts taking you down a trail around here, there's a purpose for everything he's doing. Just because we're not running around in the nations yet doesn't mean we're not being effective. Because God wants to give this generation something to run to the nations with. He wants to fully restore everything that the early church had, and then he's going to bring a whole nother element and a whole nother dimension to that. Amen. I want you to go to Revelation chapter 3. He started talking to us about the key of David. He took it further now than just talking to us about it. And that's what I want to share with you. There's some things about the key of David, about he's starting to teach me how it operates, what it is, what it's going to do for this generation. Verse 7 in chapter 3, we're going to talk about Church of Philadelphia. Then we have after that, the seventh church is the Laodicean church. These are the last two churches of the church age. Verse 7, the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, that angel means messenger. He wasn't writing to an angel. He was actually writing to a messenger. Apostolic messengers be given understanding of church ages. He says, these things saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that has, say he that hath, the key of David. I love it. So, who has the key of David? The Lord Jesus has the key of David. It's his key. Amen. He that openeth, and no man shutteth. He shutteth, and no man openeth. So, the power of this key to open. When this key opens, whatever it opens, no man, no system, nothing in this world can stop or shut down the progression or the door that's been opened. Now, he says the key of David, he's speaking out of Isaiah 22, when prophetically that key was taken from Shebna and given to Eliakim, which was a treasurer, and he said to the key of the house of David, or the government of David, the reigning monarchy of David, I give to thee, to the house of David, and I lay it upon your shoulders. Say, he laid it upon his shoulders. We know this key is upon the shoulders. We know there's an inheritance of Benjamin, the final son of the patriarchs, which is the prophetically the final expression of the church age. And Benjamin's inheritance was that he would dwell. The name Benjamin is son of the right hand of God. Sharon brought this out. He said, he is greatly beloved of the Father. He rests securely in God. Boy, it's a very powerful place to be greatly beloved of the Father. This is the inheritance Moses spoke over Benjamin in Deuteronomy 33, for he sent him into the promised land. See, we have to receive the inheritance before we move into the promised land to receive the inheritance. You got to receive the inheritance to receive the inheritance. You receive the word to receive the inheritance. Amen? So, I'm saying I'm greatly beloved. The sons of Benjamin, they're greatly beloved, and they know they're greatly beloved. They don't struggle with the love of God. We have to come to a place that we grow past struggling whether God loves you or not. There's a time for struggling with that, but this is not the time anymore. You have to grow past and know and fully understand your position. You are loved. Say, I am loved despite myself. That's what Paul said. He found that he was a son of Benjamin, and he had to make that progression because he was the son of the law, though, and he had to make that progression in the right hand of God. He goes, I'm found in him, Philippians chapter 3, not having mine own righteousness, but I'm found in his righteousness. So when you're struggling with the love of God, you got to be found in his righteousness because God's not looking at yours. He's looking at his. That's why you got to move into him. Amen. He said, he's great beloved, he rests securely in God. And he says, he shields him all the day long. Shields him. Say, shields me. Those are powerful places in God. To rest securely. He knows the position of rest. He's shielded all the day long. He's clothed. He's shielded. He's covered all, say, all the day long. This is in the time as far as spent that we go out there uncovered. You're not going to go out there uncovered very long Because after you get beat up enough, you'll find out you cannot go out there uncovered. You got to know, I got to get clothed, and I'm not talking about clothes. You put clothes on your body, you better put some covering on your spirit. Your day will go better for you. You go out there unclothed, the enemy starts eating your lunch. You learn real quick. And then that final one says, he dwelleth in the shoulders. That's a place. Say, that's a place. That's where the key of David is. The key of David shall rest upon his shoulders. Isaiah 22. Unto us a child has been given. Unto us a son has been given. A child has been born. And the government. Say what? The government. The government. And he's actually talking about David's government. Or the foreshadowing of David's government. Shall rest upon what? His shoulders. It's a place. Now, how do you find places and things and stuff? How do you find things of the Spirit? People ask me all the time, how do you know where this stuff's at? I said, listen, the kingdom of God is invisible, but it's made visible to the eye of faith by the word of God. But it's not the word that's written, that's read by your mind. It's the word that's inspired by the Holy Ghost. And when he lights that word, he reveals the mystery. Well, what it does, it enlightens the spirit, it enlightens the eye of faith, and suddenly your eye of faith can see something that was invisible to the senses. And because it's been enlightened, now you can move towards it or receive what he showed you. Amen? In this case, he's talking to us about the key of David. Now, let me share something about the key of David here. He says he opened it. I'll get back to this in a minute. He's talking to the church of Philadelphia. He goes, I know that works. Behold, I set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. Thou hast had little strength, but you've what? Kept my word. You've not denied my name. Behold, I'll make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they're Jews and are not, but do lie. I'll make them come and worship at thy feet. You really got to know what he's saying there. He's not telling about men are going to come and bow down and worship at your feet. Their system is going to bow down. That system's going to bow in the last days. Verse 10. Now, I want you to see this because you've kept the word of my patience, I'll keep thee from the hour of temptation which coming upon the whole world to try them that dwell upon the earth. Now, he is specifically referring right there to the 7-year tribulation that's going to come upon the earth. We know this church is a last day church. Right there we know that. We know that he promises this church to be kept from that hour of tribulation. He's not talking about normal tribulation because he already talked about churches that went through tribulation. He's talking about the great tribulation. He said, I'm going to keep you from that. This is a specific mandated church for the last days. It's a church that's been called into the last days. It's a church that's preceding the great tribulation. But he's going to open something for this church that no other church before them was spoken of. Even the 7th church was Laodicea. He didn't have much to say. He told them, he didn't tell them they're going to be spared. He said, I counsel you to go buy of me gold trod in fire. Everyone say, I'm Church of Philadelphia. Now this church of the last days, here he stands as the one who has the key of David, and he's going to open a government or the house of David prophetically to this church. What does he mean by that? What he does mean, that this key has been reserved for the last day church. You have to understand that. If you don't understand that, it's forever going to be a key that's somewhere in Isaiah 22 and somewhere in Revelation chapter 3, but it's never your key. It's got to become your key. Everyone say it's my key. Because forever I kept looking at the key of David, I knew what it would do. He says, how long are you going to look at that key? He goes, what are you going to do with it? I said, I don't know, Lord. What am I going to do with it? He goes, don't you know by now if I show you something, then you have rights to it. If I show it to you, not only did he show us the key, he showed us the function, what it does. What does he mean, key of the house of David? The house of David and Solomon foreshadowed what Christ was going to do in his throne. It foreshadowed what we call king, priest, government. It foreshadowed a government of kings. It foreshadowed a government of priests, a 24-hour priesthood, where the glory of God came upon Solomon's tabernacle. And kings and queens would come into the glory, and they'd be converted in the midst of the glory. And there were worshipers, and there were psalmists, and there were songs, and there was glory. There was visible Shekinah glory, and there was wealth everywhere. And there was salvation. Solomon would pray, says that the kings, he said all the kings came to hear. All of that was foreshadowing the government of Christ. David foreshadowed Christ. Christ inherited all that. Now he's building after that order. He said the key is going to unlock this government into the earth in the last day. This church is going to receive a kingly anointing. This key is going to open something in the last days that cannot be shut. There is a key given, not spoken to any other churches. Only mentioned twice in the entire Bible. But it's mentioned right here in a church that's going to precede the age of the tribulation. And he had something very special for this church. He had a key in his hand. And he said, I set before you an open door. He also said, let no man take your crown. Now, we taught all the way into this. We taught through it in the Golden Lampstand series. He said, I'll set before you an open door. He says, let no man take your crown. No other church. I think the Church of Smyrna was a crown even mentioned. And to that church, he said, I'm going to give it to you. If you're faithful to the end, I'll give it to you in the afterlife, basically. But to this church, he gives them a crown in the earth. He crowns a church with a kingly anointing. All of Zechariah was prophesying this. All of Zechariah was foreshadowing this. In fact, in Zechariah, they took Joshua, Zechariah 6, the high priest. They said, Joshua the high priest, they took these men that came out of Babylon. They came out of Babylon. They were bearing the wealth of Babylon, silver and gold, and they melted and they forged a crown. They sat Joshua the high priest into a king's throne, and they crowned him as a king. A priest being crowned as king. He says, now I'll bring forth my servant, the branch, foreshadowing the offices of Christ as a king and high priest. He's the apostolic high priest of our confession. He's also the king. That aspect of his kingly anointing is going to get released in his church all over the world. But it's going to happen by this operation of the key of David. Now, this key we know for our generation. We know it's for our generation. We know it's for this church age. We know there's not much time left. But we also know something must happen before this church, before the tribulation age begins. Don't be afraid of the tribulation age. You're not going to be here. But then the Holy Ghost started teaching me the Bible and started teaching me the book of Revelation. I'm like, are we really going in the book of Revelation? And he started teaching me things that I never heard anybody talk about. They may have talked about it. I just never heard them talk about it. Because he took that through the perspective of the revival. First five chapters is all about the move of God that's coming upon the earth. He said the seven spirits of God will be released. John saw something to come. He saw seven torches released in all the earth. These are the seven spirits of God that will release in all the earth. And the kings and priests would reign in the earth. And he saw the seven horns and the seven eyes of omnipotence. And the seven horns of omnipotence and the seven eyes of omnipotence. He saw resting upon Christ. And then it was released in all the earth. And the kings and priests would reign in the earth. Oh, hallelujah. We have a lot to look forward to. There's going to be a lot of darkness. But he said, gross darkness will fill the earth, but arise, shine, thy light has come. There is a final light to humanity. He's going to light a light in this hour. It's called the lampstand. He's going to light it up. Seven torches burning. All of this is going to get unlocked by the key of David. The key to the house of David. I'm going to restore that government in the earth. I'm going to restore salvation, mass salvation of nations. All the earth came to Solomon's house. I'm going to restore the power and the stewardship of wealth. It's going to be put back in the hands of the righteous, like it was in David and Solomon's day. It's going to be for a season, but God's going to take that season and do things that nobody's ever seen. He said, I will make those that say they're Jews and are not. You got to understand what he's saying here. How many of you want to know what he's saying? He said, I will make those that say they're Jews and are not, but serve the synagogue of Satan. I will make them come and bow down. He's telling you, you're going to make them bow down at the feet of a church. You've got to understand what's in the key of David. You have to understand there's a power shift that's going to take place. Because he's going to take the wealth of Babylon and he is going to crown his priesthood. He's going to take a priest that has no business being a king. He's going to make him a king. Listen, the priest is supposed to do priestly function. The king's supposed to be kingly function. He goes, no, in the last hour, I'm going to take a church and I'm going to crown them with a king's anointing. I'm going to put it in their hands. And the most unlikely people will suddenly be empowered. And when it does, God's going to release the crown upon his church. And when he crowns you, that's why he said, let no man take your crown. Understand what it's been given for. Do not become the church of Laodicea with what's been given to you. Where do you think Laodicea is going to come from? It's going to be birthed. So not everybody is going to be faithful. But that God will have a breed of faith. Imagine all the vision in the entire global church. Suddenly, the finances are there to empower it. Suddenly, the power shifts. That's what the house of David is. David had control of the purse strings. That's why the nations came to them. They didn't go begging to the nations. They were. God was with them. But that system's going to bow down. Let no man take the crown. See, the key of David. Now, all of that is going to open big stuff. It can also open stuff where you are right now. The key of David openeth doors that can no otherwise be open. How many of you had a door in front of you, a promise, and you can't get through that door? I'll raise my hand, both my hands. Carrying a promise, the Lord said, you cannot have what I've promised you without that key. That's what he told me. That key, you're going to need it for your future. You and a lot of other people like you are going to need that key. The key of David is for the last day church of Philadelphia. Now, we know he's got it. When the Lamb was standing there with the seven eyes and the seven horns, and they're decreeing the kings and priests are about to reign into the earth, they were collecting prayers of the saints. The prayers of the saints were coming on the earth, and they were collecting the prayers. And when the elders collected the prayer, they brought the bowls of the prayers up to the throne of God. And then the Father said, open the book and let the white horse run. Say, open the book and let the white horse run. When the glory of God releases into the earth, he's going to interconnect the whole global move of God. The Church of Philadelphia will be interconnected immediately as soon as the door gets open. Now, that's the big stuff with the key of David. The key of David belongs to the final day church. Everyone say, I am a joint heir with Christ. He said something in Corinthians, you really, 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 and I think it's Corinthians chapter 3, you really need to get a hold of this. All things are yours. Because they were fighting. One says, I'm Paul. One's I'm Peter. One's I'm Apollos. He said, listen, all things are yours. Jesus said, all that the Father has is mine. Therefore, I said, the Holy Spirit will receive what is mine. He's going to declare it, disclose it, and what? Transmit it. Now he has something called the key of David. Just like the Holy Ghost being poured out in the early church, he's not going to just take that key and turn it without you. You've got to understand that. That key is for the last day generation. You're going to have to wrap your spirit around that, your belief system around it, and understand that it is your key. You have access to it. You're joint heir with Christ. You're joint heir with that key. Jesus, to my knowledge, withholds nothing from his church. Amen. That's number one. Number one, you need to know it's for this generation. Number two, you need to know your joint heir. Number three, you need to actively be involved in a receiving process. Before that key is going to work, it's not going to work where it is right now. That key is sitting in the shoulders in the room of governments, but that key's got to go from there to here. The heart, it has to transfer. Everything about the kingdom has to dwell in you. Why do I need this key? Because this key is going to do things for you that you cannot do. And the Lord said, I want you, this is what he told me, to learn to live by the open doors that come from the key of David. Because when those doors open by faith, they cannot be shut. He said, that is an inheritance that belongs. It's a mystery that's been found, understood, discovered. He goes, now I want you to receive that key. Because he kept telling me, he goes, what are you going to do with this key? I said, I don't know, Lord, what are we going to do with it? I said, how much more can I show it to you? It's in the shoulders, in the room of governments. He goes, it's all there. It's for the last day. He goes, receive it. See, there's certain things God will keep showing you and keep showing you. Keep looking at it, keep looking at it, keep looking at it. Ah, it looks good. Keep looking at it. How many of God ever brought a vision to you and brought it again and again and again? If he's showing it to you, he's taking something from the realm of invisibility because he wants you to have it. You got to know. You got to understand it's your key. Amen. So when you go to God, sometimes you're seeking, sometimes you're receiving. The Bible says they what? That receive the abundance. When you go to God, there's times you enter, there's time you sit, there's time you rest, then there are times you receive. The Bible says they that what? Receive the abundance of grace shall reign in this life. Every good gift, every perfect gift cometh down from the Father of lights. Amen. And he said, have faith in God. He said, when you pray, listen to this, believe, say believe, that you receive. Now, where I want to get you tonight, it's first to understand this key is yours. To understand its operation, it will open doors for you. He said, I'll set before you an open door. He can open door for your future. He can open a door of favor. He can open a door to get your kid through college. Debt free. He can make a way with that key when there is no way. He's called you to do something. Lord, there's no way. There's a Red Sea in front of me, and that key will open the Red Sea. It will open and make a way for you, and then when you walk, all your steps will be bathed in oil, the Bible says. All your paths will be paths of peace. All your ways will be ways of pleasantness, and when you walk, the enemy cannot come and shut it down. That's the inheritance of our generation. The reason is because we're living in a darkness like no other generation. And that darkness is not going to be able to penetrate the ways and the paths that the key of David opens, the doors that's opened for his church in this hour. We as a church are called to receive this key. Amen. When you go before God, when you get situated in your place, a secret place, what I want you to do and start actively believing you receive this key. Understand with boldness it is yours. Don't be timid about it. You're joint heir with God. You've got to understand at this time, it's time for us to grow up and receive. We need something in our generation that's greater than what we're walking in. God's offering it. He's showing it to us, but we have to possess. Amen. We have to possess the kingdom as we go in there. The first thing before the key of David's going to start working for you is you got to get it in your heart because it's going to work in the heart. Another scripture for you. I give unto you the keys, say keys, of the kingdom. That is one of the keys. Keys, plural. The keys are going to work through the heart. They work here. The kingdom of God is within you. The key's not going to work 1,000 miles away from you. The key's got to work with you, in you, and through you. The first thing you got to do is you got to possess it. Well, how do I know? Well, are you born again? If you're born again, raise your hand. If Christ is dwelling in your heart, raise your hand. Now, how do you know Jesus is living in you? Can you see him? But you know, right? I mean, they couldn't beat that out of you with rifle butts. How many are filled with the Holy Ghost? Raise your hand. How do you know? Can you see him? He's like the wind. You can't see it, but you know. How many of you have a vision that God has given you, but it hadn't been fulfilled? Raise your hand. How do you know? Can you see the vision? Can you see your promised land with the natural eyes? But do you have it? How do you know you have it? Well, I just know. That's the same way it's going to be with the key of David. When you get actively involved in receiving it. Right now we're going to get in receiving mode. We got to get it from where it is to where we are. You have to receive. Say receive. I receive. I started doing this. It probably took me 2 or 3 weeks. I just started receiving it. He said, we're going to do with it. So he said, just start receiving. I just started believing I receive. I said, this is my key. This is the key for the last day church. I'm joint heir with you. I need this key. I want what's in this key. I don't want to keep doing things the way I'm doing. I need doors open for me that I can't otherwise open. I need you to set before me an open door of media to go to the nations. I need you to open the doors. There are certain things I need him to open the doors on. There are certain things you need him to open the doors. There are things beyond us that are bigger than us that we need this key to open for us. Amen? So first thing, we got to receive the key. And I just started receiving it and receiving it. And all of a sudden, I just knew it was mine. My faith appropriated the key. I just knew it was mine. It's mine. I have it. It's his, but I'm steward of it. I'm joint heir with it. Amen? But it went from where he is to here, and he's here. But what I'm trying to tell you, if you want something in the kingdom of God, listen to me very carefully. If you want something in the kingdom of God, if it feels 1,000 miles away, it'll always be 1,000 miles away. You got to move it from wherever you think it is to here. Because the kingdom of God is here, and faith is the only thing that bridges that gap. Are you with me? So if you'll just actively engage in your prayer time, start believing you receive, believing you receive. Even if you don't understand it, just get the scriptures and say, I believe this key is mine. It's for the last day church. I am the Church of Philadelphia. I'm part of that church. I receive the operation of this key. I receive it by inheritance. It belongs to the last day church. I am a son of Benjamin. I dwell in the shoulders. The key of David is upon your shoulders, and I lay hold of this key. I have received it in my heart, and I receive its operation to be functioned by the Holy Spirit. But I receive its operation. Holy Spirit, you have received what is Christ, and you show it to me. You've declared it to me, and now you're transmitting it to me. Transmit the operation of this key into my heart. I kept doing that. All of a sudden, it was mine. Well, how do you know? The same way I know the Holy Ghost dwells in me. The same way I know that I'm born again. The same way I know that we're called to birth an apostolic king, priest, government. It just, the invisible things become visible. Amen? But you got to know the word and believe. Now, once you get it, once it's yours, you can actively hold that key and begin to decree effectual opening of doors. You can do it in the business realm. You can do it in the ministry realm. There are ministers listening to me right now that you need an open door right now. You've been sitting, 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 sitting. You're already primed and you're ready to go, but you need God to open a door. And because you're a last day church, God's going to open it with this key. You need to get this key and hide it into your heart and begin to receive until you know it's there. And once you know it's there, you can begin to decree the opening and the effectual doors by the key. You set before me an open door by this key, and no man and no system, no demonic entity is going to be able to resist or shut down what's working in me. Oh, somebody give him glory. This key is going to work. Because he said it would work. It's a treasury key. It's a governmental key. But it will open effectual doors in a day, in an hour of darkness like no other darkness. God's going to open doors of great light and great opportunity for his church. This key can take you from obscurity overnight into the nations. God's not going to do it by our might. He's not going to do it by our power. But God has given this day and this hour in this church A global church. He's given a key for this last hour. Nobody even knows what it's there for. It's been sitting there. Say, it's mine. Until we apprehend it, we will not get the benefit of it. Until we receive it, we will not get the benefit of it. You got to receive it by faith, and then you function with it by faith. I don't know about you, but I want it. It'll open up streams of business for you. It'll open up very large things. There are many people in here right now that you need something majorly unlocked in your life. It'll break chains. When it opens, whatever's out there, this is the glorious part of this key, whatever's out there in front of it, it'll make it bow down. And when it bows down, you'll be able to walk on a pathway that's been ordered out of heaven. If you want to know the truth, what this key does, it's going to open the right hand of God into the earth. It's going to take that which is spiritual. It's going to open the door, and it's going to release the waters of this last day government. And it's going to cause the living waters to flow like rivers of living water. And that government is going to release. And the Holy Spirit, as the governor of those waters, is going to release into the nations. And this key is going to open it up. How many of you want that key? It's yours. But you got to receive it here. You got to get it here. If you don't understand, the kingdom's not going to work for you until you get it here. Start receiving, agreeing. If you'll just agree. Don't let this thing right up here talk you out of it. Because this thing will start spinning. Because right here, whenever you hear something new with this thing up here, it's processing. It's processing. It takes time to acclimate. I mean, this is not the first time we've taught on the key of David. But now what we're doing right now is just not talking about function. We're bringing you an accountability to receive it. That's a whole nother realm. Because before, it's just still out there. It's out there. It's coming one day, one day, one day. Now God wants to bridge one day into heart. He wants to take that one day and put it right here. He wants to take your future and put it in your heart. Merge that gap so it's one day. One day becomes now. I have the key now. The key has to be in your mouth and in your heart. Then it works. Not in your head. Amen. The first thing you want to do is agree with what the word says, not what your mind's telling you. Agree with the word. It's your first order. So, Father, I bring my heart. I come in through the door to sit down with you where you are. I come in, Lord, to agree that I am part of this last day church. That I am Benjamin, the son of your right hand. I'm greatly beloved of you. I rest securely in you. You shieldeth me all the day long, and I dwell in the midst of your shoulders. I am part of this last day church of Philadelphia. Lord, I see by your words that you hold this key like no other key. A key that was spoken for the last day church, an operation that would cause the systems of this world to bow down. A key that would set before me an open door, to set before me, to set before this vision that I carry, these words that I carry. You would set an open door for these words that I carry. This key would open an effectual door for what's inside me. This key that would open a door and take the words that I carry in my heart and make them flesh to dwell among men. I am joint heir with you, Lord. All things are mine. All things are yours. And all that is yours is mine. All that the Father has is yours. All that you have is mine. By your Holy Spirit, I receive the operation of this key. By inheritance, I receive it. I receive the understanding of it because you give unto me the keys of the kingdom. There's a last day kingdom, an order, a house of David that will release into the earth by this key. And you give unto me the operation of this key. I receive it to the kingdom of God within me. I receive its operation into my heart. It is in my heart. It is in my mouth. I receive it within my heart to begin operating, functioning by the power of your Holy Spirit. I receive its operation. I do not look to man for the open door. I look to you. I look to this key that we are joint heirs. I'm seated together with you. And I receive the operation by faith. That which is yours is mine. You freely give me all things. Father, I think it's your good pleasure to freely give me the kingdom and freely give me the keys that open the kingdom. You freely give me the kingdom. You freely give me the keys. I completely agree with what you're saying. I completely agree with your words. This is my key. I'm joint heir with you to open this government into the earth. Set before me an open door of media, an open door of financial provision, an open door of the rivers of the living God. Final rivers to come out of your throne, the rivers of living waters that will cover the earth. I hold the key. I have the key. I receive the key. Every good gift and every perfect gift has come down from above, now dwelling in me. Amen.
We trust you're enjoying today's message. We would like to invite you to partner with us through our convenient online donation feature that enables our ministry to continue offering these life-changing messages free of charge.